Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. We are made to be in the world, yet not to have the world in us. Jude 1:20-23 says, "But you, dear friends, must build each other up in the most holy faith, pray in the power of the Holy Spirit, and await the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring you eternal life. In this way, you will keep yourself safe in God's love. And you must show mercy to those whose faith is wavering. Rescue others by snatching them from the flames of judgment. Show mercy to still others, but do so with great caution, hating the sins that contaminate their lives." Jude finally gives me something to focus on that will help ensure that I am not counted among the false teachers. I am to focus on building up others' faith. I am the one who obeys God and thereby unleashes the power of the Holy Spirit. I need to anticipate God's eventual mercy toward me while I demonstrate His mercy to others. I need to live in such a way that other people are led to the King, while at the same time not being contaminated by the lives they lead. This is easier said than done. When you see a ship at a dry dock, you know there's a problem. A ship was meant to be in the water, not on dry land. In fact, great efforts are made to ensure that a ship can stay in the water by making sure that the water surrounding the ship has no way to get into it. Those who are true Christians were made by God to be in the world, but they were not made to allow the world into them. We are to be people who immerse ourselves in pagan culture while at the same time doing whatever it takes to maintain the seals that keep the water out of our hulls. Years ago, I had an old fishing boat that had numerous leaks. The boat was given to me to enjoy, and the thought of spending hours on the lake fishing was splendid indeed. At first, the boat was magnificent. I did not mind the bailing because I was so thrilled to be able to fish. It didn't take long, though, before this bailing routine started to get old. Boats are made to float. They are made to keep the water out, and when water gets in, we spend our time bailing instead of sailing. Before long, I was looking for a way to get rid of the boat. The bailings got to me. I was discouraged, and I actually began to hate what I once enjoyed. Life is no different. God made us to be in the world, to show the world who He is, and to bring all men to repentance. Yet if we have a slow leak that allows the world into us, we need to deal with those leaks or face a future of discouragement and despair, for we'll be constantly bailing our lives instead of sailing as God created us to. This is Dave Wager with Thinking Aloud and the leadership team at Relate365.com, a division of SilverBirchRanch.org. On the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute in northern Wisconsin.